Chinese president's called for more efforts to break new ground in promoting high-quality development in ethnic border regions. Xi Jinping made the remarks during his inspection trip in Guangxi-Zhuang Autonomous Region from Sunday to Tuesday. He's called on these regions to better serve and integrate into the country's new development pattern, make new progress in advancing green development, and be more committed to consolidating and developing ethnic unity, social stability, and border security. Foreign ministers of China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh have agreed to deepen cooperation on coping with the new wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi hosted a video conference with his five counterparts yesterday, discussing efforts to consolidate cooperation in vaccine supply and the post-pandemic economic recovery. Wang Yi says China expresses deep sympathy for the raging pandemic in India and extends its sincere condolences to the Indian people. He says China is ready to provide support and assistance to the Indian people at any time, according to the needs of India. Wang says China is willing to establish a China South Asia Emergency Supplies Reserve. He says China has proposed the establishment of a China South Asia Poverty Reduction and Development Cooperation Center. Other foreign ministers said their countries are willing to work with China to continue to deepen the joint construction of the Belt and Road and maintain the stability and security of the industrial and supply chains. Authorities say China is taking further steps in encouraging industry to curb carbon emissions. Li Gao is with the Ministry of Ecology and Environment and says the country has been working to realize the nation's goal of achieving peak carbon emissions before 2030.
We are promoting the establishment of a national carbon emissions trading system. We've started with the electricity generation industry and plan to include other high-emission industries next. Building this system is an important way to curb carbon emissions.
The official says China is also pushing forward legislation on climate change and cooperation across a broad range of areas, in addition to upgrading traditional industries. The Asian Development Bank says economic growth in Asia is forecast to rebound to 7.3% this year. The annual Asian Development Outlook says the region's growth is forecast to moderate to 5.3% next year. The Chinese economy is forecast to expand 8.1% this year and 5.5% next year. The report says strong exports and a gradual recovery of household spending will boost economic activity in China. The U.S. State Department on Tuesday ordered non-essential staff to leave the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, due to security concerns. U.S. Charged Affairs to Afghanistan Ross Wilson tweeted that the departure was approved following increasing violence and threat reports in Kabul. The move came days ahead of May 1st, the date President Joe Biden announced earlier this month that U.S. and NATO troops will begin to withdraw from Afghanistan. There are roughly 3,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and about 7,000 NATO troops in the country that rely on U.S. logistics and security support. China Media Group has held a forum on the production of its six-episode documentary called The Last Writings. The documentary demonstrates the ideals and faiths of China's revolutionary martyrs through historical materials, including their posthumous papers, family letters, and oaths for joining the Communist Party of China. CMG President Shen Haixiong says the documentary is based on historical facts and aims to help the audience better understand the history of China's revolution. Attendees at the forum shared their experience in making the documentary and their reflections after viewing the work. The documentary began to air on China Central Television, its video platform, and official website on April 3rd.